USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump honoring those who gave their lives in service to the country on this Memorial Day. The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The president also participating in another Memorial Day event at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore.
To every Gold Star family here today and all across our land, our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes. In spirit and strength, in loyalty and love, in character and courage, they were larger than life itself.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making his first in-person appearance in more than 2 months Monday as he marked Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a veterans park near his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House is preparing for new travel restrictions to stop the spread of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings and children of U.S. citizens.
Joe Biden has a slim lead over President Trump in Minnesota, a potential battleground state in the 2020 presidential election. A Star Tribune poll released on Monday finds Biden ahead of Trump 49-44% among registered voters in the state, with 7% of Minnesotans saying they're still undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's disease, or HD for short. Huntington's disease is described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Dawn Magid. Dawn is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. Dawn begins by explaining exactly what Huntington's disease is.
Huntington's disease is a fatal genetic disorder that causes people to lose mental abilities, cognitive abilities, and physical abilities. It happens usually kind of midlife between 30 and 50 that people get diagnosed and oftentimes start showing symptoms of Huntington's disease. It is inherited from a parent who has Huntington's disease, and every child of a parent with the disease has a 50-50 chance of inheriting this disease.
HD is a horrific disease that has affected me and my family personally, as my father-in-law passed away from the disease back in 2016, and my wife was diagnosed with the disease in 2017. If you'd like to donate to the Huntington's Disease Society of America, please check out hdsa.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.